The Mishnah beginning Masechta Sotah teaches us the procedure that has to be followed in order to declare a woman a Sotah. And the Mishnah, as the Torah teaches us, says first we have to have kinui. The husband has to warn her that she may not seclude herself with the man he suspects she's having an adulterous relationship with, and then she has to have stira, where she remains secluded with that man. And there, as the Mishnah and the Gemara discuss, there have to be edim and ed echad, two edim. And the Mishnah says, "Nechnasa imo lebeisa seiser," if she went in to a private area, "b'shasi imo kedei tuma," and she remained there the amount of time it takes to have a maisa bia, an act of relationship, of intimacy, asur lebeisa, at that point she becomes asur as a saita until she drinks the mace saita that can verify did she or did she not have an adulterous relationship. There is a halacha taught in Masechta the Kedushin, a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch Evin Ezer, simon Chaf Beis, that speaks about Hilchas Yichud, that a woman is not allowed to remain secluded in an area with a man. And the Mefarshim, in delving into this question, discuss, is Hilchas Yichud, are Hilchas Yichud and Hilchas Tira, are they the same? Are they different? How do we look at Hilchas Yichud versus Hilchas Tira? So one of the rayas that, of course, they don't necessarily travel together, is that the Mishnah on Daf Chof Dalet Amud Aleph teaches us, Al Yidei Kol HaRayos Mekanim, and Rashi explains that if a husband warned his wife, gave kinui to his wife, even from one of the relatives where there normally is no Issa Yichud, a father, a brother, the halacha is that there may not be Hilchas Yichud, but there still is a problem of kinui. And the Bach and Evin HaEzer, Simen Kuf Ayin Ches, Divrei HaMaskel HaMekanei, explains, if there's no Issa Yichud with these relatives, how could Stira represent something wrong? So he explains that the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, that Samach Dalad Amar Aleph, says the why indeed is there no Issa Yichud with these close relatives? The Gemara explains that Chazal, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, accomplished that there should be no Yetzahara for a person to have an adulterous relationship with a close relative. But he explains, that doesn't mean that this is a hard and fast rule. And it could well be, he explains, that sometimes there are exceptions to the rule. In a situation where a husband has reason to be concerned that his wife is acting inappropriately with this man, therefore, the normal rule that we need not be concerned by these close relatives falls away. Dar Sameach, in Hilchas Ishus, Perik Chof Dalad Halacha Chof Hei, says that it's a much more fundamental difference. He says that the reason that kinui v'stira and yichud are two totally different concepts. And b'zman shebeis hamikdash hayukayim, he explains, the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave us a method how to verify if the wife did or did not do something wrong through drinking the mei saita. That, he explains, has absolutely no relationship to Hilchas Yichud. And it'll come out a very bechidish according to the Aruch Sameach. The Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis teaches us that one is should not bezman hazeh do kinui vestira kinui on his wife because we don't have the meisaita and she could get stuck. It could be that bezman hazeh where there is no way to verify with the meisaita. And there is no issa yichud with a close relative. According to Rosh Meach, even if somebody was mekana his wife from a close relative, a father, a brother, it would not be considered an act of kinui. The truth is, there's another raya to show that stira and yichud are two very different concepts. One of the fundamental halachas of Hilchas Yichud is that one may, there's no problem of Yichud. Typically, there are exceptions when there are two men. However, the Rambam in Hilchas Soit, the Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, paskins that there could be kinui and stira from two men. So we see that these two rules don't travel together. And actually, there's another raya as well. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Eben Ezer, Simon Kuf Ayin Ches, that is the Simon that discusses Hilchas Soita, says the Ramah that there are certain Haterim that are well known for Hilchas Yichud, Bala Be'ir, Pesach Pesuach L'Shus Rabim. All of those special Haterim that apply by Yichud don't apply by Stira. And the reason is very obvious. Because Stira and Yichud are two separate halachas. Now actually, this issue that I mentioned a moment ago, is there stira with more than one person? So the Rashba actually quoted by the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samach Hei Siftes says that there is only stira with one person. It seems that it is the opinion of the Rashba that stira travels together with yichud. And just like yichud is only with one man, so too is stira only with one man. The Minchas Chinuch disagrees. And as we said a moment ago, so too is the opinion of the Rambam. And he says that the point of kinui is a whole new concept, not related to Yichud. We learned in our Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph that how is kinui performed with the husband saying to the wife, Al tadabri emish ployni. So isn't that a proof that kinui is with one man alone? He says that isn't a compelling proof. Normally, when a husband suspects his wife, and he's mekana his wife, it's because there's only one man that he's suspicious. That doesn't mean that he only, that stira is only with one man. And the truth is, there's another raya, beautiful raya, that the Mefarshim bring, that Hilchas Yichud and Hilchas Stira do not travel together. The Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis says that according to Rav Yosi Bar Yehuda, kinui, stira, don't require eidim. And the husband himself or one aid could accomplish kinui. So ask the Gemara, Heshiva Chachamu Diver Rav Yosi Bar Yehuda, and Ladav Asayf. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, where it's so easy to perform kinui, we could have a concern that mainihu, the zimnan the loikani, there will be a situation where he actually did not do kinui, v'amakanoi, and he did do, and he actually, and he said he did it. So if we look at Rashi, Rashi is Rashi Divrei Maskil v'amar kanoi, the first wide line here on Daf Beis on the Beis, says k'shelo, if the husband will get upset with the wife, Omer he'll say k'nisilei b'ploini, I made kinui with her from this individual, or maybe Adam shenistro in my stira kol shehu, and then he'll bring up a weak stira, the kim the like kinola, because this woman is not on guard, because he really didn't make kinui. If he really had made kinui, the woman would be especially careful not to end up in a bad place. But he didn't really make kinui, and this is just a way for him to get rid of his wife. The kim like kinola like nizrabah. So Rashi speaks about a sphira kalshu. And Mefarshim try to understand what is the definition of a sphira kalshu. What does that mean, a sphira kalshu? So many in Mefarshim, and I saw Rabbi Yoshev in his Ha'oris, on Masechta Soita, says this pshat, says that sphira kalshu means that she'll have sphira with her father or a brother. These are people that she's not accustomed to be careful to not be alone with privately. It's a father, it's a brother. As we've been discussing, there is no issi yichud by a father, by a brother, and that will end up having been a stira. So from here we see that even by individuals that there is no issi yichud, there still could be stira, because they're two separate concept. And Rabbi Yoshev quotes a marit. The marit is in Chelek Beis, Evan as a Simen Aleph, discussing the halacha that we mentioned from the Ramah, that by Hilchas Yichud, the halacha is Baal Be'ir, there's no problem of Yichud. There is no such heter for Stira. That means if a woman had kinui, and then she had stira, and she says, and it was in a situation where it was Baala Be'ir, it still will be a stira. So he explains why. Why is Baala Be'ir a heter for Hilchas Yichud, and Baala Be'ir is not a heter for stira? So he explains. Because why is Baala Be'ir a heter? Because a woman is concerned that she shouldn't do something inappropriate and get caught by her husband. And that prevents her from doing what she shouldn't do. So he explains, that is only a consideration when there was no kinui previously. But if the husband gave her kinui, so what obviously happened here? The husband told her, don't be alone with this man. She ignores her husband's instructions and is alone with that man. So we see that the husband's presence and the husband's instructions make no difference to her. And therefore, Hilchas Yichud and Hilchas Stira do not necessarily travel together. This discussion has very significant halachic ramifications. There's a tshuva in the Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Dalid Siman Tzadik Hei. It's actually a series of tshuvas in the Minchas Yitzchak there, discussing, is there an issa yichud by an elevator? Because typically, in an elevator, you're not going to be there a sheer tumah. Since you're not going to be there for the Shia Tumah, we're going to discuss with Hashem and that's Dalit, what is the Shia Tumah? How many minutes? So is there an issa yichud? So Rav Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak, makes a very interesting point.
he says that once we have now established that Hilchas Yichud and Hilchas Sphira have two separate concepts, and yes, as our Mishnah and as our Gemara clearly teach us, there is a sheer today tumah when we speak about the Yisur Sphira. But what and if we're saying, he says, that Yichud is not the same as Bia, so therefore he says that maybe by Yichud there is no sheer tumah, and at any point and at any amount of time, one would be violating the Issa Yichud if he was secluded with a woman. Dimri Eish disagrees. Dimri Eish clearly says that Issa Yichud and Issa Stira travel together. And if there's no Issa Stira, which if she was secluded with a man for less than the Shia Tumah, there is no Issa Yichud either. The Meril Diskin disagrees. And the way we're learning, it's very possible that this machloikis of the Meril Diskin and the Mariesh is really the machloikis of the Rambam and the Rajba, because you have Stira with more than one man. And the Mechas Yitzchak explains, why should we be stricter for Hilchas Yichud than we are for Hilchas Stira? He says, because the laws of Yichud are a different goal than the law of Stira. The purpose of Yichud is to prevent a man, a woman, from doing an Aveira. So therefore, since the purpose was to prevent her from doing an Aveira, even a short-term seclusion would be forbidden. However, even the Mechas Yitzchak, based on the Maril Diskin, who's taking the strict approach to Hilchas Yichud, agrees that it is permitted to be secluded for a short period of time in a situation where there is no concern that the seclusion will be extended. In other words, for example, one would be permitted to enter an elevator with a woman for a short trip, or where the doors can suddenly open, allowing others to enter on any floor. Since these doors open automatically, and there's no concern that the time of seclusion will be extended for the purpose of doing an Aveira, even the Mechas Yitzchak would be lenient. There's a tshuva. It's actually the last tshuva in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Divrei Yatziv, from the Klos Magen Rebbe and Evan Ezer, Simen Kuf Yud Tesh, where he discusses this question: do Hilchas Yichud and Hilchas Stira travel together? And he wants to say that it's connected to Machloikis that we learn in our Gemara on Daf Gimel Amar Aleph. The Gemara on Daf Gimel Amar Aleph quotes Machloikis of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. The Torah says, the Kina is Ishtai, and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel debate, is this a Rishus or a Chayva? Is this something that may be done or you're obligated to do? Rabbi Kiva holds that it's a chayva. Why? Because kinui is only in a situation where the woman violated Issa Yichud. And therefore says the Klos Magen Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva says, this woman did an Aveira, she violated Hilchas Yichud, and because she violated Hilchas Yichud, the husband has an obligation to do kinui on her. The Rabbi Shmuel, on the other hand, holds that kinui is even in a situation where she didn't do Issa Yichud. Let's say the kinui is like we keep on explaining in our shir, with a father, with a brother. And that's why that, he says, is actually Machlokes Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel. So now we end up with a very interesting situation. It's not only, as we wanted to say a moment ago, a machloikis of the Rajba and the Rambam, if kinui and yichud travel together, it's actually a machloikis of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. He goes on the Klozmer Rebbe, on quoting a Rambam, and Perek Dalad of Hilchas Saita, Halacha Yudches. The Rambam says, Mitzvahs Chachamah Bnei Yisrael, Chachamim gave a mitzvah, L'kanes L'shneseim, to do kinu, Shenem V'kines Ishtay. So the Kesef Mishnah immediately asks on the Rambam, why does the Rambam call it a mitzvah chachamim? It's a pasuk. So he wants to say that the pasuk is only in a smachta. However, the Klozmer Rebbe wants to suggest that the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph of Hilchas Saita, says, as we've been saying, that kinui is even by a father, by a brother, or by two men, or situations where there is no issi yichud. So, he says, if the Rambam says you could have isser kinui, you could have kinui even when there is no issi yichud, he says it's difficult to understand that where somebody didn't even violate an issi yichud, that the kinui should be a deraisa. So that's what the Rambam's saying. Mitzvahs Chachamim. It'll turn out, according to the Klozmer Rebbe, a very interesting shot in the Rambam. The where the man and woman violated the Issa Yichud, then Kinui, even the Rambam will agree, is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Where they only violated a Yichud, where they didn't violate Yichud, their Kinui will be only a mitzvah d'rabbah. The Klozmer Rebbe takes this concept that we've been discussing in our shiur today one step further. There's a very famous Gemara. The Gemara says that Chana said to her husband Elkanah, Chana, the mother of Shmuel, the wife of Elkanah, who was so desperate to have a child, said to her husband, if you won't help me have a child, I'll make you make kinui and stira on me. Of course, I will be innocent. Chana was a tzaddikus. She certainly would not have done anything inappropriate. And then, once I have kinui and stira, and I'll drink the meisaita, so as the Gemara says, whoever drank the meisaita and was innocent ended up, if she didn't have children previously, now they would have children. So she said, I have a great way of getting a child. I'll have kinui v'stira. That's what Chana said. So all the mefarshim ask that this is a very, very difficult Gemara to understand. Chana, this great tzaddikus, yes, she's very, very anxious to have a child. But is she allowed to do this at the price of being over an Aveira of Yichud? How can we suggest that? So says the Klozmer Rebbe. Now that we've established in our Shir that Yichud and Kinui do not travel together, so who would Chana have had Yichud with? Who would she would have Stira with? She'll have Stira with her father or her brother. So there's no Aveira of Yichud because it's a father or a brother. And then, but the stira is still stira, and then she would drink the meisaita and be zoicha to a child.